Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 30, 1805. One more horse. Captain Clark, finding he cannot purchase any more horses with his usual trading goods, finally has to trade a musket for one. He writes about the bargain.
A fine morning. Finding that we could purchase no more horse than we had for our goods, and those not a sufficient number for each of our party to have one, which is our wish, I gave my fusee to one of the men, and sold his musket for a horse, which completed us to 29 total horses. We purchased pack cords, made saddles, and set out on a route down the river by land, guided by my old guide, one other who joined him, and the old guide's three sons followed him. Before we set out, our hunters killed three deer, proceeded on 12 miles, and encamped on the river south side. We had great attention paid to the horses, as they were nearly all sore backs and several poor and young. Those horses are indifferent, many sore backs, and others not accustomed to pack, and we cannot put large loads on them. Captain William Clark, August 30, 1805.
The river the corps is following, they called Lewis's River. It's now known as the Lemhi River, named after a Mormon settlement established much later in the century. Tomorrow, retracing his steps.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from the Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.